producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We couldn't find the flashlights anywhere, so it took us quite a while to get oriented, and it was a frightening experience.
Couple of earthquakes to talk about right from the get-go. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Mother Nature, once again, how often do I say we lead the show with something from the book from Mother Nature? Well, this time, California, there's actually two earthquakes. One, 7.0 mag, just happening in Peru. We're going to get to that in a second. But California, significant damages, strongest quake actually to hit the Bay Area in 25 years. Right when I got out of school, I was not too far away from that earthquake that happened 25 years ago. So they say it was like a roller coaster in Napa, and unbelievable. Anything that could fall did is how it was described. And people were really shook up. 6.0 is what it was. And this is 6 miles southwest of Napa. So you're talking about wine country. You know, people talk about going to the wine country. And it happened at 3:20 a.m. There was one kid that was hurt when a fireplace collapsed, as somebody was telling me that earlier in the day. And they were airlifted away. And apparently they're in stable condition. There were about 160 people treated for bumps and bruises, scrapes, things that can happen to you. You know, if you fall out of bed or you're stunned or something falls on you, those kind of things as it was being described. And 13 people had problems, medical conditions. They're describing them as orthopedic kind of issues. And there's just one patient right now that's in critical condition. So that is pretty significant that that's all that happened. And it's terrible enough that there were people that were injured. But it's bad enough that the governor of California declared a state of emergency in that area. 15,000 people in Sonoma, Napa, Santa Rosa, no power, lost power, and you still probably have about 7,000 or so of them without power. They're working on that. So picture this, because I've been in an earthquake, and it does feel like a roller coaster. And I wasn't near the epicenter, but I was probably 3-4 hours away from where the epicenter was, and I could not believe what it felt like to me. Now you're really in the middle of this, so you have bricks, beams falling down, shattering glasses, barrels falling at wineries, and then sometimes what happens, and there were a few of these that bubbled up, fires happen because you get gas leaks, and then you get power lines that, boom, they're down. So you have, as was described, local businesses. I've been through Santa Rosa many times in that area. Really cool, quaint little businesses, a hardware store, the local kind of people, the mom and pops, they were all hit by this. The post office had cracks in the outside. The hardware store was destroyed with shelves that just kicked over. And the damage still isn't as bad as it could have been. So, like I mentioned, Governor Jerry Brown declares a state of emergency. The Lieutenant Governor, Gavin Newsom, is all over it. They know what it's like to go through this earthquake situation. And then these fires that happen afterwards, there's like 6 or 7 that were triggered afterwards. So it takes, you know, days to get things back. You got to look at the breaks. And, you know, what does it feel like, though? And what it feels like is, as has been described, like a roller coaster, a jolt in some cases if you're close to the epicenter. So the people in Napa, the people across the bay would have felt that rolling sensation. The people in Napa would have felt the jolt, almost like a jolt. They would have felt a jolt. It would have absolutely wakened, it would have made them all come awake. Most people come awake anyway, depending on how soundly they sleep, perhaps. I don't know. Because then you have car alarms that go off in the background and that kind of stuff. But so far, nobody dead. It's just surprising at how strong it was. So that's the great news. That is the great news about that. And a 6.0 pretty good, too. 25, 30 seconds is how long it lasted. About, they say, 60 aftershocks. See, that's the thing people forget. You get the, it almost feels like it's an earthquake again. The aftershocks are brutal. And then right away, and this is why state of emergency, picking everything up, the stores, you try to put a dollar amount on it. And, you know, they're talking about how can you do that without going through everything, but they're saying at least probably $1 billion. And if you think back to 1989, that quake was unbelievable. It was right during the World Series, 6.9 magnitude. Loma Prieta is the name of that earthquake. And you had 63 people who were killed. You had over 3,700 injuries. It was just awful to look at what happened in and around the San Francisco Bay Area. $6 billion in property damage. So for people that remember that one, and Californians do, even if they're younger, it's been passed down to them, that, hey, 25 years ago, you would not believe what happened. And then in 94, which was the one that I felt, the Northridge earthquake in Southern California, pretty deadly. 60 people were killed. 7,000 people were injured. 20,000 people homeless, you know, right in the aftermath of that. And it just depended on the location of where you were at the time. So we'll have more on this. The pictures, this is radio, but the pictures are unbelievable. You got to think of barrels. Just think in your mind of what giant barrels of wine look like, just tossed around like it's nothing, or shelves just completely being wiped out. I mean, completely. And because, especially people who have lived there for a long time, when they see the buildings or the building sways, they know this is the earthquake because they've lived through them before. And believe it or not, another earthquake hits, but not in California. As I mentioned already, in another country, in Peru, 7.0 is what the geological survey is saying. The U.S. Geological Survey has it pegged at 7.0, the USGC. So 7.0, what does that mean? This was Sunday evening. It's about 36 miles outside of a place called Tambo. They don't think there's damages or injuries. It's in a more wide open space, thank goodness, because Peru has some pretty large cities. And because it hit southern Peru, they might have dodged some of what could have been, some of these injuries and perhaps deaths, because it's a more sparse area where the villages are far and few between. So two earthquakes, man, to open up this show talking about that. But the Californians here at home, I think we're definitely shook up. And I know there's some Californians that listen to the show. If you're listening and you want to throw in your two cents, tell us what that was like. Absolutely do that. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. I got one from Joan who says, Kate, I know that you were a Californian at some point. You know what it's like to be in an earthquake. It was unbelievable. I was in the middle of the best dream, and it woke me up, and I live not too far outside of Napa. I think everybody's okay. You see a lot of bricks and things that are down, but we're all going to be okay. Well, thanks for sending me that email. Coming up, more odds and ends and some other things we'll mix in as well. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze-Dry Guy's giant factory-authorized sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The giant factory-authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Leave this one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Big news, I think, really, here in the States, the earthquake in San Francisco, well, Napa, across the bridge from San Francisco, a little ways out, actually. And reaction to that and some of the things that happened and people, of course, being scared. Because especially Californians, they've been down that road, some of them, before, whether it's in the north and they remember 89, or it's in Southern California and they remember the Northridge quake, and that was in the 90s, as I gave you some specific things about both of those. And, you know, it's like that whole thing about California. You know, how shook up do you get before you leave? A lot of times when there's a big quake, like there was in 89 or there was at the when the Northridge quake happened, you have a lot of Californians that decide, okay, I love California, but I've had enough. Because when is the big one? It's always that whole, you know, when is the big one going to happen? And that's the scary thing, but that's just part of the deal. You know, it's like when we talk about emergency preparedness, you got to be ready for earthquakes. If you live there, you know you got to be ready for earthquakes. And I mentioned my experience, and it was crazy. I was in the middle. I'll give you the whole scoop. I was in the middle of the newsroom in San Luis Obispo, California, and I was a reporter. I was a television reporter slash anchor, and everyone I worked with, I think there was only one other person that wasn't a Californian, wasn't born and raised in California. So all of a sudden, it was in the middle of the day. All of a sudden, there was this sort of, it was weird. It was like our building was rolling. You know, I was sitting there at a desk, and I was looking at videotape, actually. And it felt like, wow, it felt like a big roll. And this is, again, after I had just gotten out of college and whatnot, so this was one of my first jobs, and it felt like just a rolling sensation, and a couple of people just ducked under desks, and someone yelled out, earthquake, and that was it. They knew, a couple people got in door jams or whatever, but they also probably felt like, because they grew up there, that this wasn't, like, we weren't at the epicenter, and then that was it. And then all of a sudden it's like, boom, everybody starts looking around for where was the earthquake, and it was in Southern California, so a couple hours away. So imagine what we felt. That was a big quake, pretty, a couple hours away from us, and it shows you how significant they can be. And that roller coaster thing they're talking about, I felt that a couple hours away. Some of these Napa wineries were hit pretty hard because, that whole Napa Sonoma is where people from around this country, all of you listening in the nooks and crannies in Illinois and Missouri and New York and the great state of Florida, if you've taken that bucket list thing, and a lot of people like to do the winery tours in the United States, there are many great places to do that, but let's be honest, Napa is where people go. Oh, I want to do a balloon ride. I want to stay in a bed and breakfast, or I just want to go out there and go through the whole Napa thing. And so some of these wineries shook up enough where it's not just about the barrels rolling, but some other things that happened to the operations, bottles, flying off the shelves, because you imagine you've got all those wine bottles that are stacked up, and naturally, if it shakes like that, they're going to fly. Because nothing is going to hold them up for that. And that's pretty much what we're hearing. Tourists who come there, it's huge. You're talking about 3 to 4 million people that actually generate in business, right? They generate in business, ready for this? $1.4 billion a year directly to that. That's how big Napa is known for those connections, for doing the winery thing, the, anniversary thing, saving up, whatever it is. So they're going to have to deal with a lot of damage and picking all that, picking up all the pieces, I think, there. And it's kind of a judgment call as to who's okay and who's not as okay, and the structural damage and, all that stuff certainly in between. All right, believe it or not, some other things that we're going to talk about here during this hour. Plus, I'm going to set up the lineup for you. We can count because it is about the numbers, and we have some interesting numbers to talk about. We always say that, follow the numbers. So we've got a We Can Count coming up, and also what's the latest in Iraq, because we're following this story. Coming up tomorrow on America Tonight, we're going to speak with one of the friends of James Foley, the American freelance journalist who was beheaded by the Islamic State. And then, of course, it was captured and went viral. We're going to talk to one of his friends in the journalism business about Foley and what kind of guy he was, what he was like and his work and that kind of stuff. So that'll be certainly interesting. And we're also going to have a chat with Webb Hubble. Remember Webb Hubble? Think Clinton era. I mean, because beyond that, but I'm just kind of giving you the hint there. The Clinton era. Think Arkansas. Okay, so you get the whole Arkansas reference probably, right? So Webb Hubble is going to talk to us about a couple of different things. If you go back through the Hubble file, remember, he was the assistant attorney general during the Clinton administration. He was the mayor of Little Rock in the late 70s and early 80s. I mean, now you have another guy from Arkansas, former governor, Mike Huckabee, who wants to run for president. So Webb Hubble may be able to add something to that conversation. He was also appointed by Clinton to be the chief Supreme Court justice for Arkansas, and he's actually got a new book out and a couple of other things going on, so we're going to mix in some political talk and a few other things with Webb Hubble, too. This is a little bit of what's coming up this week on America Tonight. Now, as I said, besides the big shakeup in California. And then, of course, in Peru, they've had a 7.0 earthquake. That's what it's been measured at. They don't think there's any deaths and can't really see any damage yet at this point. It's in an area that's not known for having a lot of people, so that's probably the great news. Well, it is the great news there. But some other things that are also on the radar that happened over the weekend, or were being talked about certainly over the weekend, not just what happened with James Foley, although that's very big and very sick and sadistic, and of course we've gone all through that. It would be interesting to get a friend's perspective for what happened there. But just as a quick aside, it's funny, I saw a little bit of that movie called The Internship. Owen Wilson is in that movie, and Vince Vaughn is the other star of that movie. And it was just on, and I heard a couple of references to the University of Phoenix. And strangely enough, the founder of the University of Phoenix, Dr. John G. Sperling, died. He was 93 years old. Boy, 93 years old. So he was in the hospital in the Bay Area. They didn't give any kind of cause, probably natural causes, but this was a guy who really put the roadmap together for the whole idea of the degree online. You know, other things have, you know, been spawned from that. But he founded the University for Professional Development in 1972, and right on top of that, I didn't realize this, so it's worth mentioning here because I find this little nugget of history interesting. The University of Phoenix. So this was that, you know, degree program that was aimed at people who were working and had to make up classes or whatever. 1978. And this is what's significant. The for-profit university was one of the first, period, 78, to develop online degrees, and is one of the largest private universities in the United States. It got more than a million students. More than a million students. And, you know, obviously you see, I think, a lot of the commercials they run and whatnot. But how about that? And he was a history professor, and that's part of what, I mean, he's a businessman, but he's a history professor, and that's part of that whole thing of, wouldn't it be cool if we could do this? And if you go back into his early days, he was also an Army guy, too, before that. So he served in the Army, then ended up being a history professor, and his big thing was founding the University of Phoenix. Wow. For-profit university, one of the forerunners, that's 78. My, oh, my. All right, stay with us. We're talking about Iraq next.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Round and round, and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame.
The Syrians, in fact, are one of the principal reasons that ISIS has had the opportunity to incubate to this point, to the level that it is, to the threat that it has become. The Assad regime, in fact, has turned a blind eye to the development of ISIS and permitted ISIS ultimately to attack that element that we have been and ought to be supporting in Syria, the Free Syrian Movement.
So General Allen, one of the top cops that we have in that region, says blame it on Assad, and that's where we are with Iraq. I mean, it's unbelievable what is happening there when you think of the recruitment process of the Islamic State. And he is right, this whole thing marinated in Syria and then hopped over to cross over the border into Iraq. And some of the things that we're hearing, raping, beheading, forcing people to join up or hit the road, or we might use you for target practice. I mean, it's just really, I shouldn't say unbelievable, it's just barbaric. You know, I'm not naive to think that things like this don't happen. But when we hear some of the atrocities going on, then it goes back to the, what are we doing? What's the United States going to do about it? We've got people still in that country, Baghdad. I guarantee when the discussions around the war room are about Iraq, it's about Baghdad. Oh, my gosh. What about our embassy people? Where are they? How many have evacuated? Where are they? Where have we moved them? What's going on? How about the people that we put on the ground to help train, handhold, and do all that stuff? Yes, in 2011 we pulled out, but there's people we, A, left behind diplomatically that are still there, almost like a small, tiny city in itself, the U.S. Embassy there. And then there's now people that have gone back, that we sent back, that the president sent back. And there seems to be no signs of stopping the Islamic State. I mean, these targeted airstrikes, thank goodness. I mean, we have to have these targeted airstrikes, because how can you just, you just can't. You can't allow those people to do what they're doing, especially from the fact that we've got Americans still in that country. But where this all ends up, whew, I am fearful of where it ends up. I hope we don't see any more tragedies with Americans and with any more journalists. But ISIS cut off another Iraqi town and from food and from water, because this is what they're doing. Extreme methods. So you've got a town that's got fewer than 20,000 people. They don't have power. They're running out of food. They don't have water. You can't survive without water. And they don't have medical supplies. And the place that we're talking about is Emeril. So they're pretty desperate there. And they're talking about, what do we do to stop the possible massacre of the citizens there? The UN Secretary General's special representative for Iraq is very concerned. He said the suffering is unspeakable and is demanding that the Shiite majority Iraqi government relieve the siege on Amaral. So how many families, whatever, give or take, 5,000 families. I already said 20,000 people, a little less than 20,000 people. Do you know how long this has been going on? Oh, folks, not just over the weekend, not the week last week or the week before that. No, we're talking 70 days. 70 days, no electricity, medicine, hardly any water left. Saying that this, they're in peril, is putting it mildly. So the violence is continuing. Another ethnic slaughter, possibly in the making by these Sunni extremists. And these villages, you know, there's other villages surrounding Emeril that could be in the same situation. So what do you do? The people are waiting for the helicopters. I think the calm of the birds in the sky coming to get them, take them out, support them, food drops, whatever. And they've taken some people out. They've done food drops, but there's too many. And they're surrounded. So it's the same thing that we've seen already happen. Their plight is the same. And ISIS is targeting, of course, Shiite, Christian, and other minority areas, villages, communities, whatever, with this unbelievable violence. Cutting off the heads of people in a family right in front of other family members. In the meantime, in Baghdad, suicide bombers focusing on the Interior Ministry headquarters in Baghdad killed 4 people, injured about like 35. Car bombs, roadside bombs, more people killed there. And ISIS said on Friday there's going to be revenge for the killing of 50 of their members in a battle in another village in Iraq. So we're going to retaliate against the Kurds, against their forces. So now the death toll is on the rise again. And even there was a mosque attack in northeast Iraq when the Shiite military guys opened fire on people who were worshiping. So, of course, they weren't armed. So they just blew them away in the mosque. And they're doing whatever they can to derail the government. So new government minus Nouri al-Maliki, which I think is a step in the right direction, but it doesn't matter. They're not concerned about that. They're concerned about taking over as many places as they can. So targeted airstrikes, that's where we're at. Targeted airstrikes again, because we've got personnel there. We are crawling with personnel. You know, that's not discussed as much, because in your mind are you thinking, well, it's a small band of special ops guys? No, my friends, That facility that we have in Baghdad is incredible. It is like a little mini tiny city within a city. And you've got people there. So they're talking about the possibility of going after the fighters in eastern Syria. So, I mean, the question is, how do you beat ISIS? How do you beat them? And can you imagine? I mean, we've already seen the James Foley thing and the outcry over that. Can you imagine if this spreads to anybody in a diplomatic sense from the United States? I mean, then the gloves are really off then. And terror is such an elusive thing, but you've got definite soldiers. You have definite marches. You have definitely barbaric things they're doing. So the targeted strikes, I would think, that's the key, is hitting the targeted strikes. But if they're in that village, for example, and they've got all those people there, well, that's not going to do anything. They're not going to do that. I mean, the capture of Mosul in June was big. But now pressing toward Baghdad is huge. Baghdad goes, that's it. I mean, that's it. So we have the execution, the gruesome execution of Foley. Now there's more people in the area that are becoming galvanized or kind of uniting. Iran, Saudi Arabia is part of that. Because if everybody has the one adversary, this is one thing ISIS didn't count on. To me, that's what you got to highlight. So if it's the unlikely bedfellows, oh well, because we've got people in Baghdad, but then all united to wipe out for one cause, that makes sense to me, because it's the same adversary. Same adversary, cut out, or cut off the head of the snake, cut out the cancer, whatever it is. There has to be a strategy. Has to be a strategy, because look, they've got funding, they have weapons, they know what they're doing. They have enough people that know what they're doing. And you have to think back to Al-Qaeda and how little by little we took chunks out of Al-Qaeda. But this is an organization that has the potential to be much more potent than Al-Qaeda was. And I think it really depends on what happens in Iraq now, because they've gotten a lot of territory in Syria and Iraq. Serious threats that have to be stopped. They got the men, they got the bucks, they have the influence, and the airstrikes. They have to step up the airstrikes. They have to unite under the same common goal. And I would think that, you know, whatever they can do to stop these young jihadists, I mean, that's got to be the goal across the board. And Saudi Arabia has to get involved, has to be involved in this. And just no two ways about it. Has to be involved. In fact, also coming up this week, we're going to chat with, in our next show, Jeff Atticott, our terrorism expert here on the show. He's got some great insights as to what has to happen with this to stop this war machine. What can we do to strangle off the Islamic State? Because it's just that difficult of what they have accomplished in Syria and what they're accomplishing in these areas in Iraq. So what is it that we can do right now, and especially if you have a united front? And that's why I think the Saudis have to be seriously involved in this. They cannot lay back in the background. They cannot do it. I mean, they have to be involved. They have to be part of this. They have to be part of the strategy. Coming up around the bend here on America Tonight, it's about the numbers we can count with me, Kate Delaney.
Good as a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Person who hit a jackpot at a slot machine. First of all, you had to be a gambler, I guess. Or maybe you just are one of those lucky people that you go and you take your $10 or $20 or whatever it is and you happen to get lucky. A New Hampshire couple won $2.4 million jackpot is what they hit at a Las Vegas slot machine. How about that? It was at the MGM Grand. It's called the Lion's Share. The machine is the last of 50 that were unveiled when the casino opened in 1993. It became famous, you're going to love this, for never, ever paying out a jackpot. Small hits could earn somebody, like let's say somebody had a $3 maximum bet, they say they could have won up to $10,000. Well, I'd say that's pretty good. But never the jackpot. And the couple hit it at the right time. This couple from New Hampshire inserted, but see, this is the difference. They put in $100 into the machine. And they were playing $3, though, that's it. They were playing a $3 maximum bet. They did it for 5 minutes, that's all. 5 minutes, so, do the math on that. And they might have won a little bit here and there. So, then they got the three green lions. Oh my, that's pretty exciting. So they say right away what they're going to do. They're going to use the money to pay for their children and grandchildren's college. Oh, you got to love that. So no hesitation. No, I'm going to go and buy myself a ranch. I'm going to go and travel the world. Immediately when they were asked, because you're always asked that famous question when suddenly you have a windfall, and they say they're going to set up college funds. Love it. So we move from finally the slot machine paid, and they were only there for 5 minutes, to this one. The operators of two Taco Bells in Manhattan decided they would do something unique. Counterfeit money. They forced underage workers to give fake $20 bills to customers as change. So there is now a class action lawsuit in Manhattan in a federal court that was filed on behalf of a 17-year-old who says, her parents say, that she reported the case to the cops after being manipulated into distributing the money while working behind the counter, and she's been pretty distraught. They're going to demand $5 million in real money and damages. So they were handing out, they were told to hand out the fake $20 bills. And to pull off the scheme, listen, this is how they did it. They had two locations in Manhattan. So both locations had a long time policy of no large bills, but they accepted some $50s and $100 bills suddenly from customers so that the cashiers could distribute the $20 bills. So we never take big bills, but all of a sudden we are changing our policy just for you, and then we're going to give you phony money back. I mean, were the Taco Bells not doing well? I don't get it. So they had two locations. I'm going to assume that, or I'm going to assume that they wanted to, that they wanted to get even extra money. I don't know. Because why would they run that kind of a risk, that kind of a scam through there? It seems very odd to me for probably what would amount to how much money. Let's be serious. All right, this is serious. Two Ebola-related deaths confirmed in Congo. And, right now in West Africa, we're talking about 1,400 people that have died as a result of the Ebola virus. So they, in the recent samples that they took, two of them came back positive. And the Congolese officials say Ebola has killed 13 people in their area, including 5 health workers, 11 people sick and in isolation, and 80 contacts were being traced. See, of course, the thing here is you're in one region of Africa, somebody spreads it to another region of Africa, and this is the 7th outbreak of Ebola in Congo. It was first discovered there in the 70s. So what's going on with the World Health Organization? It was the WHO that said last week that they weren't Ebola-related, but now they're saying, well, that was miscommunication from the field. I think it's pretty darn scary is what I think, because as you start to look at a map and you start to think about the deaths in 4 countries, Liberia, Guinea, Sierra Leone, Nigeria, now we're talking about, Congo, in a village 700 miles from Congo's capital. So they got to keep a lid on it, that's for sure. And how do you keep a lid on something like Ebola? Thank goodness I've said this before in this show. It's not an airborne disease, but it's still very transferable because of, look at the health workers, and we saw that with the two Americans and what happened there. I'd always hate this when you find that a flight has been diverted because you think, okay, well, why was the flight diverted? So here's how the story goes. There was a flight headed to San Diego. It was diverted to Phoenix. The FBI says that this American flight from Dallas headed to San Diego on Sunday afternoon had to be dumped into Phoenix. They're not saying exactly what the security threat was that led that flight to land in Phoenix. They're saying that it landed safely and 179 passengers and 6 crew were on board, and they had to wait and be re-racked, and they were trying to accommodate them, but they won't say why. Now, that's strange. There was also an incident that happened a couple days ago where somebody a guy refused to give up his cell phone, so they had to land that plane. Imagine being one of the passengers on that plane and somebody refuses to turn off their cell phone. So because they were in the face and in the face of the flight attendants and refused to put the cell phone away, they had to land the plane. I mean, that's the kind of cockamamie things that happen when people are stupid about it. I mean, whether you want to put it away or not, you don't put it away, then they do things like land the plane, and then you mess up everybody else. And plus, it's who knows? You're not anywhere near what's happening. All of a sudden, the plane's landing. How about this? You gotta love this story. Forgive, 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 I always say. And the people in one New York suburb who racked up $2.4 million in fines after they were caught on camera speeding at six school locations, racked up $2.4 million, like I said, but now those tickets are being forgiven when it was discovered that the cameras were catching the drivers, the motorists, on days that the school was in session. The schools weren't in session. So Nassau County declared the amnesty for the 40,000 citations involving drivers who had been issued tickets since July 24th. If you paid the ticket, they said they were even going to refund it. And if you got one, they said just rip it up. So the places where these cameras were all Long Island, Elmont and Merrick and Bethpage, where they had a couple U.S. Opens, and Levittown and Hempstead. I know there's people listening to us up there in Hicksville. That's pretty nice. That'd be great to get that, wouldn't it? Have you ever gotten one of those tickets? I got one of those tickets for, and I thought I was wrong because I didn't go, going through a red light, but like making a turn at a red light, and I was stunned. I never get tickets. And I got this ticket. It came in the mail. I was like, what? I know I stopped there. What are they talking about? And we're seeing this more and more. There's some arguments as to the red light cameras and clocking people in certain areas at school locations, I get it, the speeding cameras, because sometimes it's unbelievable how people will go through school zones that are 25 miles an hour and you see them rip through, and I don't live too far from a school, and I can't believe the way people drive through some of the school zones. It's pretty crazy. But in this case, they weren't in school, so bravo that they weren't going to collect the money. Pretty unusual, I would have to say. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.